Coach, you guys selected Artem Minulin out of Russia today. Talk about what you're getting out of him.
Well, he's a young guy, and what we've heard, we've watched some video on him, and some scouts have seen him play. So you use those guys and the agents and stuff to figure out what you're getting. And what he is he's a kid with a lot of potential. He's a 98 that can't be drafted for a couple of years, that plays a real hard game, good first pass, and very aggressive and hard to play against.
Well, first of all, a good sign whenever you see that somebody's played for Russia's under-17 program. So clearly this is a guy that the Russian Hockey Federation had some good feelings about.
Absolutely. And off that team that he played on the under-17, there was quite a few kids that were drafted. They were a top team there that had a lot of talent and a lot of people that had seen that team play. And I've seen the competition that it played against, so that's positive also.
So when you saw the video of him, what did you see out of him?
Well, you see all kinds of potential. Like in that tournament, too, he's playing against his own age, and he looked really good. He looked like a man amongst boys. Like, he looks like he's real strong, and he played with a puck, but he made some real good hits also.
And when you see the size, which is something you can't teach, 6'2", 189, if you're going to play a hard physical game, obviously makes it a lot easier when you're already the size of a man.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a big kid already, and he's probably only going to fill out a little bit more. And he's 6'2". He still could grow too. So he's big already with potential to grow more.
There are different kinds of import draft picks. There are some that you bring them in and right away, a Lorikainen or a Honka, they're a top player in the league. And there are other guys that take time to grow, especially when you draft them younger. I think of Richard Niedermel as a good example of that, who went on to become a real impact player at this level. Do you see him maybe taking, not that he can't make an impact immediately, but maybe taking a little bit more time because he's more of a long-term player?
Well, he's a young player, so, hopefully the potential is there for him to improve a lot. But, we take these guys, it's a lot of unknown. You really don't know exactly what you're getting. You have to use a lot of other people's advice. And, that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping that he can come in here and play right away and play a big role right away and improve and get drafted.
When you look at this edition, and you already have a pretty young blue line, do you feel like this could be an exciting group that grows together? Max Lajoie, Sisson's coming in, Jaden Gordon had a season under his belt already. There are a couple of veterans mixed in as well, but I haven't even touched on some of the rookies that could push for the team, like Schmiemann. This could be a real young, talented group that grows together and develops together.
Yeah, absolutely. Potential-wise, it sure does. It could be a group that really grows together, and that's to be seen. But we've got a lot of young D in the organization, and you can only play so many. But you weed that out, and it gives you depth, and it gives you good depth for trades that you need to fill some holes in, maybe up front. And right now what we got is we got Lajoie and Thompson, and we got Harris and Folk that are veterans that have been around. Lajoie's the youngest guy in there, and then we got some holes to fill, and we got about six guys for a couple more jobs, and that's including Gordon, who didn't play much last year, but we think he's going to be a good player also. So it's going to be great competition.
Well, and you mentioned that, and that's the question I was going to ask. Given the glut of talented young defensemen you have, do you think that opens the door, as it's a position of strength and depth for you, to make some deals?
I hope so. That's what we're hoping, and fill some holes where we need some, and to get really good players back. And you have to have players in your group that other GMs and other teams really like to make these trades. So we've been stockpiling for a few years now, and they're all going to come to camp, and we'll weed it out at training camp. But right now, I know all our scouts and people are really happy with the young D that are coming.
Have you talked to Artem, and do you know whether he's committed to coming yet?
Yeah, he's committed to coming. I haven't talked to him yet. I'm going to be talking to him this afternoon when his agent and we get someone to really translate. I want to welcome him to the organization, and we're going to do that probably in a few hours.
So he'll be at training camp, though?
Absolutely.
I guess we're only making one pick. The expectation is that Schumacher is going to be coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back for sure. We expect him to have a really good year. 1 year over here, I think he learned a lot. He, got to know the city, got to know the league. He's been working hard over there. He's 6'5". I think he's learning how to use his body. I really liked the way he was playing at the end of the year, even though he got hurt. But I thought he was really coming along, and we're expecting him to be a top player for us.
Well, there sure seemed like there were signs that this is a guy who could make a real impact as a power forward, didn't there?
Oh, he showed lots of signs and glimpses. And early on when in training camp, when the competition wasn't very hard, he looked great. He had a great shot. And then it gets a little bit harder, and you have to adapt. And he moved up and down the lineup. And he's got a big shot. He can skate. He's got a lot of skill. So there's a lot of pieces there for him. And now he knows the league a lot better. He knows what he's up against. He'll be a lot more confident coming over this year. And we know him, so that's another good thing.